Coast of Indochina is the town of Yankut. At this point also, a river flows into the sea, and just across the bay from the town is an island. On this island is the luxurious hideout of the woman Saint-Jacques, who is holding April Kane a prisoner. But other people are closing in on Saint-Jacques, and there's trouble ahead, as you'll see in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Isn't it a grand and glorious feeling to bounce out of bed in the morning brimful of pep? One of the secrets of tip-top health like that is to eat the right things. And foods that are rich in vitamins are very important. For instance, every single day you should get plenty of vitamin C. And that's easy and mighty pleasant to do. For Libby's Tomato Juice, famous for its wonderful red ripe tomato flavor, is rich in vitamin C. Isn't that a break, boys and girls? This juice you'd want to drink just for pure pleasure is a fine source of important vitamin C. And it gives you other vitamins, too. A, B1, and G. So start right away to drink a big cold glassful of Libby's Tomato Juice daily. Maybe you'll have it for breakfast. Libby's Tomato Juice can't be beat as a breakfast drink. Or have your glassful between meals or at any time of day. Just so long as you get it. Now remember, tomorrow's the day to start. From tomorrow on, drink a glass of Libby's Tomato Juice daily. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Somewhere along the road to Yankut is the crafty Baron de Plexus and his companion, Slugger Dunn. They hope to locate Saint-Jacques at Yankut and recover the fortune in gold which this deep-voiced woman stole from them. Terry Lee and Pat Ryan also believe they can catch Saint-Jacques in the town of Yankut and thus rescue April. They are coming down the jungle river in a small native craft. But they, as well as de Plexus, do not know about Saint-Jacques' island house. But we do. So let's join April Kane for a moment. She has a plan buzzing around in her own little head, and as she gets dressed, she talks to the native servant who is helping her.
Can you talk, Lotta? I mean, English?
Yes, Missy.
What can you say, Lotta?
Yes, Missy.
Can't you say anything else but yes, Missy?
Yes, Missy.
What is it?
Yes, Missy.
Gracious, I might as well be talking to myself.
Yes, Missy.
Well, Saint-Jacques needn't think she's going to hypnotize me again. I just won't be transified no more. I'll fool her the next time. I'll just pretend I've been hypnotized. And maybe I can escape from this island.
Yes, Missy.
Oh, you. You just talk, but you can't know what I'm saying. But you'll see. From now on, I'm pretending everything. Two people can play the same game or something. If she thinks she can stare at me and make me a walking dream, she's mistaken. I've made up my mind to fool Saint-Jacques, and the sooner the better.
You look very charming in the frock, Mademoiselle April.
Thank you, Saint-Jacques.
You wish for more to eat, yes?
No.
I am sure now that you have had the bath and are in clean clothes, you will enjoy the beauties of this place.
Well, seeing as how I can't escape, I suppose I might as well take things easy.
Yes, that is so, Chérie. As long as you do not try to get away, as long as you do not make trouble, you are most welcome here.
Of course, you know I'll never be really happy here.
Oh, we shall see. You will sing again.
Never. I couldn't sing a note, unless it was help, help.
You are afraid of Saint-Jacques?
Well, how would you feel if you were me? I think you're evil and mean, and I can't see why you want to keep me a prisoner.
Why, it is so simple, little one. I keep you as a hostage. As long as I have you, well, your friends tread carefully. In addition, you should make a very good pupil for me. I should delight to teach you how to fool the stupid men. I am a very clever woman, April. You could learn a great deal from me.
No. I've got my eyes open, and I can't be crooked.
A pretty speech, but you will change. But now, Saint-Jacques must leave you. I have business to attend to. First, however, it is best that I hypnotize you again. That will curb your desire to wander away.
No, you don't have to do that, Saint-Jacques. I won't run away.
Oh, but it is so easy for the little one to forget her promise.
But it's daylight, sunshine, and people... people don't hypnotize people in the daylight. Or do they?
Why, it is not difficult as you look into my eyes. Then your brain goes to sleep. To sleep. Oh, you are very tired, little girl. But you can sleep and rest. You can sleep. Lada.
Yes, Missy.
Lada, Pravok, Pinghai, Mahali, Mushnai, Young Cook.
Sipu, Medawa.
Yes. I go out for a while. Allow no one to see this girl. Dada, Pravok, Dridna.
Sipu.
I have hypnotized Mademoiselle April. But I had best be sure about her. Before I leave this house, I must be sure she is under my control. She seems to be deep in the hypnotic trance. But we shall soon find out. I have here a long needle. It will cause no pain when I apply it. That is to say, if April is hypnotized, she will feel no pain. But if she is awake... Oh, that is too bad. Now then, I will take the needle...
No, I'm awake!
It is too bad, eh? But of course, Cherie, I did not intend to do anything with this instrument. It was just to teach you that Saint-Jacques is never fooled by anyone.
Oh, go away. I hate you. Go away.
Yes, what is it, Lada? Very well, give it to me. But where is the note? Shall I go out? A note from the hotel boy in Yangkok. To see April, I have information at all times about my enemies.
Well, what about Terry and Mr. Ryan? What's happened to them? Are they back in Laokai?
No. They are not in Laokai. I feel sure of that. But I will hear about them in plenty of time. Meanwhile, I have a note from the hotel boy in Yangkok. He tells me that a dark man with beard and one American have asked him if Saint-Jacques live in the town.
But that isn't Terry or Mr. Ryan.
No, the dark man with beard, he is the Baron de Plexus. The American would be Monsieur Slugger Dunn. Both stupid fools. Well, they will get an answer to their question. Oui, they will learn that no one in Yangkok ever heard of Saint-Jacques. Do not talk about such things.
Across the narrow bay from Saint-Jacques Island is the boom town of Yangkok, noisy and busy, due perhaps to the armed conflict in the Far East. At a table overlooking the bay, we join a dark man with a beard and his stocky, square-jawed, cigar-chewing companion.
That woman is clever, very clever. But I know she's in Yangkok.
Well, we ain't got no place asking questions, Baron. That hotel clerk closed up like a black eye when you asked about Saint-Jacques.
But somebody can tell us where to find her, Mr. Dunn.
Yeah, but maybe she goes by some other name. Like you.
Like me?
Sure, I'll take a bet your real name ain't Baron de Plexus.
Why, see here...
Oh, listen, Baron, don't hand me a line of talk. I don't care what your real moniker is. I'm just saying...
And I suppose your real name is Slugger Dunn, huh?
Yeah, the Dunn part is. I got the name Slugger because I used to be a champion fighter, see?
You have more brute strength and brains. I'm well aware.
Okay, Baron. I know you don't love me, but just keep a civil tongue in your ugly head because I may take a notion and knock you out into the bay there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dunn, but I'm nervous. I'm restless. We've been in Yangkok almost 2 days and we've learned absolutely nothing.
Well, it was your idea that the dame had come to Yangkok.
She is in this place. Else why would she have sent the cane girl Strunk here?
It might have been a trick to steer us wrong.
Are you sure you haven't found out anything?
You mean am I holding anything back? Now, look, Baron, I may be a lot of things, but I ain't you. I ain't that low.
Sorry, Mr. Dunn.
Baron, I've been in all the dance halls and out-of-the-way spots in this burg. I've asked questions of all kinds of people. They either say they don't know or they play dumb. I'm telling you, Baron, they never heard of Saint-Jacques.
Strange. Strange indeed. I've had the same experience. The town isn't so big. Should have learned all about Saint-Jacques in the time we've been here, unless...
Unless what?
Unless she is either bribed or terrified the people here.
Oh, Baron, how could one woman jinx a whole town? It can't be done.
No, you think not.
You said it. I think not.
Well, we get no place talking like this. For all the news we might have, we might as well be on that island out there in the bay.
Yeah, we sure are alone,
oh,
Baron.
That island. Well, no, I hadn't thought of that.
Huh? Thought of what?
Would it be possible that... Waiter! You boy, come here.
Yes, something?
Yeah. Here. This is for you.
Money. This is.
No, wait. Out there, that island. Who lives there, boy?
Is not know, Buster.
No, wait. Don't be in a hurry. Didn't I just give you some money?
Thank you.
I can see the top of a house on that island. Looks like quite a spot. Who live in house?
Is say, six people is live island.
Six people live on island. How many?
One, ten, is not know, Buster.
Anybody ever go out there?
No, Yan Cook people, it's not.
But what about delivering food?
Small boat live on dockside. Money always there in gold. It's me here talk.
All right, that's all. On your way.
Thank you, Buster. Thank you.
Yeah, you see, Baron, them Chinese is all the same. They won't talk.
Mr. Dunn, I have suddenly developed a great interest in that island out there.
But why, Baron? Didn't you just hear what the kid said? There's sick people out there. That could mean some kind of exclusive disease. Of course.
And it might also be a fantastic story designed to keep strangers away from the island.
Baron, are you trying to tell me that Sanjak is on that island?
I'm not attempting to tell you anything, Mr. Dunn. But I think I shall expose myself to the dreaded illness of the island and find out more about that charming spot.
But the talk might be true, Baron.
It might. But the more I think about it, the more I believe that I have accidentally stumbled on Sanjak's hideout.
The island?
It's an ideal location, Mr. Dunn. An island, a house, a story that keeps people away. What more do we need?
We need a Sanjak, an April cane, and a fortune in gold, brother.
Your health, Madame Sanjak. We shall visit you very soon.
Well, so that's the setup so far. The Baron and Slugger think they can find their enemy on the island. We know that Sanjak is aware of their presence in Yankut. But what about Terry and Pat Ryan? Will they mix in on this affair? I'll tell you about that in just a moment. For a drink you'll be keen about, ask your mother to get zippy, delicious Libby's tomato juice. Boy, will you go for it. It gives you vitamin C, lots of them. But Libby's tomato juice is just one of the nutritious, well-tasting foods that Libby packs. Fruits and vegetables are important protective foods needed for top-notch health. Libby's fruits and vegetables are mighty good eating. And Libby takes special pains to guard their fine food values. Ask your mother to get Libby's meat, too. Your whole family will cheer up. These days, all good Americans are buying United States defense bonds and stamps. I know you boys and girls are doing your very best to earn money or save dimes or quarters from your allowances to buy defense stamps for yourselves. In tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, we'll join Terry and Pat as they enter Yankut and start their search for Sanjak and April. When they found out that Deplexus and Slugger Dunn are in town, then look out for thrilling fireworks. So be with us tomorrow, sure.